Next patient is Soledad Gonzalez. This is a consultation request by Dr. Coily. Reason for consultation, evaluation for Watchman device implantation. History patient is a 78-year-old female with a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Six sinus syndrome status for pacemaker implantation period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of Watchman device implantation period. Patient denied any nausea, vomiting, diaphoresis, or bleeding problem period. Current medication, amlodipine 10 mg daily, sotalol 80 mg 2 times daily, lisinopril 40 mg daily, LHS, hydrochlorothiazide and levothyroxine period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denying recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspera history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Estimated, no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 108 over 73, pulse is 69, respiration 16. Weight is 151 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number 2, six sinus syndrome, status for pacemaker implantation, recommendation. Discuss with the patient regarding Watchman device implantation, instead of taking anticoagulation, risk and benefit discussed with the patient and the family period. After a long discussion, patient stated that she did not want to undergo this procedure at this time period. Patient want to continue anticoagulation period. I'll refer the patient back to Dr. Lee for future cardiovascular follow-up period. I'll follow the patient if needed period. Please send a copy to Dr. Coily.